This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was talking earlier in the broadcast about these Olympic athletes and pushing this the Olympics out a year to 2021. And, you know, people can look at this, again, look at it simply and go, God, Kevin, it's just a bunch of athletes, whatever. Having been what I believe to be a world-class athlete, I will tell you that it's not that simple. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I mentioned Jesse Owens in the 1936 Olympics because it's emblazoned in our memories and history because of the significance of it. A black guy who couldn't eat at certain restaurants or sleep in certain hotels and all this becomes an iconic figure in American history. Chris Harris is doing a thing on Hyphenated America. We're calling it 10.3 seconds, and essentially it was a depiction of Jesse Owens in that amount of time galvanized all of America to fight against Hitler. And what's interesting to me about this is we have this black guy who can't eat at certain restaurants, can't sit at counters and things like this. And, you know, there's an entire civil rights movement that's anti-black. And you had every white person in America cheering for the black guy to beat the white guy in Berlin. You get what I'm saying? The black guy was supposed to beat what was supposed to be the best symbol of white-ism, if you will. The German, Nazi, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know, whatever, Adonis. And here's all of America, white America, cheering the little black dude to beat that guy. I call that an unhyphenated America moment, and Chris is making a series of films along those lines. And there are lots of those kinds of moments. Not always racial necessarily. It could be gender-based. It could be whatever. People who have done something in American history that transcended race and gender and sexuality and all these different things. I just think that there's so much of a calling out for that. Go to unhyphenatedamerica.org if you want to support that mission. But I believe those stories are out there and they exist in amazing numbers. And here we have a chance right now with the Chinese Wuhan virus to be an unhyphenated America, to be an America that says, look, we are going to overcome. We're going to make sure that people survive. We're going to make sure that everybody, you know, that we're not going to let this impact us. We're going to show the greatness of America. Think of this as a 9/11 version for a virus. But you have leftists that will not allow for this. And so now what are we doing? We're restructuring everything we're about. We're going to change history. You know, every 4 years we have the Olympics. Nope, not this time. We're going to skip it. It's no big deal. We've had many, many things. More people will die of accidents and do die of accidents every single day than will be killed by the coronavirus, the Chinese Wuhan virus. And we, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to prevent accidents? I've run the numbers. I'm going to get to it. I've run the numbers. Talked about it a little bit earlier, and I'll talk about them again for those of you who missed it. Because you need to understand that there's a game being played against you here. So anyway, I was talking about Jesse Owens. And then because I couldn't remember the guy's name who beat Jesse Owens. And it's funny, when you go back and you study these little things of history, I didn't study this in history and when I was in school. I studied Jesse Owens. There was a guy, by the way, who finished second in the Olympics with Jesse Owens, who also set the world record. The problem was Jesse beat him. So he bested the world record. Nobody's going to remember this guy's name. But anyway, there was a PBS documentary. It details the life of Jesse Owens before and after his historic performance at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Lawrence Grant's films hits many familiar themes, I'm reading this of course, and surprises with others. But one of its gems is Owens' compelling rivalry with Ulysses Peacock, one of the few contemporary sprinters who during a stretch in 1935 had Owens's number. Now, I talked about this earlier because I wanted to just tell people, and by the way, my producers got the information because I couldn't remember this guy's name. So they researched it during the break, and the guy's name is Ulis Peacock. Now, I got most of the stuff right, so I'm just following up on this. It says the popular approach to Owens is to race past the guts of his competitive career to show how Owens stuck it to Hitler and Nazi Germany. Often overlooked is that Owens was a flesh and blood human being who had challenges, and he also had a rival. I wasn't trying to take anything away from him or his wins, Grant said, but I was thinking that there had to be some sort of a rival. There was. Peacock, who in 1935 defeated Owens repeatedly in the 100, in the long jump. And in fact, Owens suggested that the explosive Peacock may have been the better sprinter. Yet Jesse Owens is a person who's emblazoned in the annals of history. Now, why do I bring this up again? I bring it up because I want to drive home the point that what seems like a very small thing, a ripple in the fabric of humanity, has big implications. Okay, Kevin, they canceled the Olympics. It's not just a canceling of the Olympics. It's a canceling of your life. It's a, hey, stay home. Don't go to the job. Don't hang out with your friends. Don't hang out with your family. You know, social distancing and all these different things. What is happening while all this is going on? What is the small little ripple in the fabric that occurred? Use the Olympics as a metaphor, okay? I do want to talk more about Ulis Peacock, but I want you to use the Olympics as a metaphor because this thing is so overblown at this point that, you know, it's to me, it's crazy. But what is it doing to the fabric of the world? Anyway, let me finish telling you about Ulis Peacock. So it says, Peacock is a prime example of what-if moments in sports and life, like what if Wally Pipp had never had a headache? What if Portland had drafted Michael Jordan instead of Sam Bowie? What if Ulis Peacock had not pulled his hamstring? Would the history of Nazi Olympics have been reconfigured? Split second, folks. This is what I talk about a lot. It's a split second that makes these things occur. And they can change things so quickly. I want to talk this segment and the next segment about Peacock again. So let me just give you a few tidbits. So he says, when I look back over my lifetime, I can get so bitter about things that happened to me. And actually, I should hate white people, but fortunately, my family didn't bring me up that way. He and his family settled in northern New Jersey. Owens was in Cleveland. Peacock became a gifted long jumper, a pentathlete, and a football player who went on to run track at Temple. Owens was a track sensation by the time he was a high school junior and then started Ohio State. When I come back, I'll talk more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The impact of the Chinese Wuhan virus on the body politic cannot be calculated. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I'm talking about the moving out of the Olympics for a year. I talked about it earlier in the broadcast, and I couldn't remember the guy who came second. I knew the story because as a sprinter, as a college, you know, as an athlete, you follow track and, you know, you follow the different things. And it was just amazing to me that we're going to move the Olympics a year out over a virus that doesn't kill as many people as the flu. But, you know, that's where we are. And look, I know there are people that differ. People in my own family like, Kevin, you're understating it, man. You know, you need to just back off of this. Shut up. I ain't backing off. I'm telling you, I'm looking at numbers, and I'm going to reiterate the numbers. I've talked about them earlier, but I'll reiterate these numbers to make you understand that I'm not just putting this stuff out there. But I'm using the Olympics as a backdrop because it's not just the Olympics that got canceled. People have canceled weddings. I talked about this the other day, Sergeant Major Steigerwald, 94 years old, one of the guys that I respect, men I respect more than anybody on the planet, I mean, next to my great grandfather and a few other people, this man is in the top five of the people that I respect the most in life. And he died and nobody can go to his funeral. Why? Wuhan virus. Chinese Wuhan virus. Oh, you know, it's dangerous to go to a plane. Can't have more than 10 people there. So a man who would have 1,000 people minimum to speak at his funeral, to get together, to remember him, relive his life, he's not going to get that. How many weddings got canceled? How many bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and quinceañeras and other things that are on lockdown, things that people plan for years, or at least a year, are gone? And the Olympics is one of them. And I don't know what the ripple effect's going to be. I don't know what the butterfly effect of these things is. But I can tell you this. It is going to impact us, and it isn't good necessarily. Now, I have to believe that God knows what he's doing, so I'll leave it at that. But outside of that, I'm just saying, let things go with the nature of things. If the Olympics is every 4 years, it goes every 4 years. You think that when the Olympics is happening, there are no infectious diseases in the world every 4 years during the time of the Olympics? Of course there are. Especially the Winter Olympics. That's cold and flu season. Just talking about this guy, Ulysses Peacock. And I want to just finish talking about this guy because it's, to me, it's important. And I don't, you know, being honest, I don't care what you think about it. But in 1935, Peacock equaled the 100-meter record of 10.3 seconds. Owens had never run that fast. A month later, on May 25th at the Big Ten Championship in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Owens broke three world records in the 220-yard dash, the 220-yard hurdle, and the long jump, and equaled another in the 100-yard dash in the space of 45 minutes. He then defeated Peacock in the next three meetings that year and was thought to be unbeatable. But on July 4th, at the University of Nebraska, Peacock defeated Owens in the long jump and the 100 meters. At one point, after Jesse Owens was defeated by Peacock in consecutive races, the former Olympic sprint champion Charles Paddock predicted that Peacock, of all the American sprinters, was the only sure thing for a berth in the 1936 Olympic team, and he said he felt that Owens was burned out. Owens seemed to agree. After losing to Peacock five straight times, beginning in July of 1935, he said this: "It's going to take a special man to beat Ulysses Peacock. You see, I've already reached my peak. Peacock is just now reaching his. He's a real athlete. I don't know whether I can defeat him again." And then what happened? Peacock pulled a muscle. If the Olympics had been held in July of that year, Jesse Owens is a footnote. He certainly wouldn't have gone on to win four gold medals. Had Ulysses Peacock been one of the people running or competing against him at the Olympics in 1936, he probably wouldn't have even, certainly wouldn't have won four gold medals. More than likely. I'm not going to say he wouldn't have, but probably wouldn't have. But that's what happened. A little glitch in time. Tear in the fabric, and that's all it took. Here's another name you probably don't know, Ralph Metcalf. Ralph Metcalf finished second in the Olympics to Jesse Owens. And I said it in the previous hour when I was talking about this particular subject. I said that Ralph Metcalf also set the world record in the 100. The problem was he was in the same race as Jesse Owens, who broke the world record. So Metcalf had either tied it or set it. I can't remember which. But Owens broke it. And nobody knows Ralph Metcalf. Nobody knows of Ulysses, Ulysses? The guy who technically could beat Jesse Owens? Peacock? Ulysses Peacock? People don't know these folks because that little ripple in the fabric. So all I'm getting at with all of this is that what seems innocuous, but it's politics. It has a strange way of figuring itself out, right? Because if Jesse Owens, like I said, if anything had disrupted that, we don't know who Jesse Owens is. Now, we've been disrupted. And what I like to say is, even though I feel for these athletes, and I certainly feel for President Trump, and I feel for the people who have been, who've had their fabric disrupted, if you will, by what these leftists are doing, I know it's all God's plan. I know that in the scheme of things, this is going to get itself figured out. And look, I've given you my opinions about this. I think that the left have really miscalculated here. I think with Donald Trump doing these press conferences all the time and explaining the things that are being done here, what he's trying to do, he and his administration are trying to do, and how all these ways that these things are being impacted positively, and how he's being fought at every turn. And a perfect example is what Nancy Pelosi tried to do, slipping in things to shore up the Met, or, you know, some building, trying to make the airline industry have to go green, and all these other just crazy ideas that they're putting into this package that should be solely focused on helping people in need. And here's where I think they probably split their pants and the Democrats don't quite realize it yet. We've been looking for line item veto for a long time. And if there's any place where the president can say, this is why you want line item veto, this is why you want to be able to look at, this is why you want a single bill focused on a single thing. You can't try to wrap something into something that where people really need it. And that's exactly what Pelosi and team did. They politicized this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's all up to Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi as a massive economic stimulus bill is now before the Senate.
The Senate is going to stand together, act together, and pass this historic relief package today.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is also cheering the massive economic stimulus package, calling it unemployment insurance on steroids. The Democratic-led House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York now has over 30,000 confirmed cases of the Chinese coronavirus with 285 deaths. The bulk of them still within New York City, which has nearly 18,000 cases. White House health officials are asking anyone that leaves New York to self-quarantine for at least 14 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why are Democrats filibustering the bipartisan bill they helped write? An appropriate question to ask this morning as the country waits on us. So let me give the American people a taste of the outstanding issues we woke up to this morning. Here are some of the items on the Democratic wish list over which they choose to block this legislation last night. Tax credits for solar energy and wind energy. Provisions to force employers to give special new treatment to big labor. And listen to this. New emission standards for the airlines. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it was far worse than that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, talking about some of the nonsense that the Democrats wanted to put into the bill to get you funded, to get you over the hump of this hype around Chinese Wuhan virus. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonshow.com. It's pretty pathetic. And as I mentioned, this is the reason why you want a president to have line item veto. And if you don't want to give him line item veto, you should at least say you can only pass bills that contain the things in it that that bill is meant to fix. In other words, if you're talking about fixing Chinese Wuhan virus, everything that you do must be related to that. No pork, no extras, no nothing. Across the board, bar none. What they do is when we need to fund the military that or we need to fund the government, hey, listen, we'll vote to fund the government if you'll give me this. McConnell didn't give you a fraction of the nonsense that was in that bill. He talked about, he says, well, the tax credit for solar and wind energies. Okay, so they still want to go green. And part of the going green is they're going to have new emission standards for the airline. So the airline industry has been shut down over a fake BS, you know, hoax in terms of how many people can get this and spread it and all these other things and are dying from it. It would be like saying, you can't fly with the flu. How many people fly with the flu? Has your hand gone up? Let me tell you, I know I've flown sick. I flew sick coming back from Mexico. Now, that was Montezuma's revenge, so nobody was going to catch that. But I just talked about it. Coming back from Mar-a-Lago, I had some bug. I don't know what the heck that was. To this day, I don't know. But it was bad. I mean, I didn't want to talk to, I was wrapped up in my little seat flying back, and I could not wait to get home. Nobody in my house got this dreaded thing, whatever I had, because I quarantined. I don't know if anybody got it on the plane, but what was I going to do? stay in Florida for 2 weeks. I had to get home. So I flew home. You've flown sick. You've flown on a plane with sick people. I guarantee you, if you fly, you are flying with sick folks. It's like the old saying, if there are 30 people in a room, one of them probably shares your birthday. I know that sounds weird. No way, Kevin. There's 365 days in a year. You are statistically, it's very high statistically, that if you are in a room with 30 people, one of them shares your birthday. I know that's weird, but it's statistically very high. Statistically very high, you've flown with people who are sick. You either didn't get sick or you've got sick, and maybe you got a little sick because you built up some antibodies or whatever, but you've flown with them, I can practically guarantee you. And so we act as if we're in some uncharted territory. But anyway, so that's for the green energy. Then the treatment to big labor. You got the union stuff was atrocious. It was not going to happen. So what is Pelosi trying to accomplish with all of this? People are out of jobs, potentially. Industries have shut down. The economy is taking a huge hit. And what does Pelosi do? Let's put in abortions. Let's put in green energy crap. Let's put in stuff that gives unions power that they wouldn't have otherwise, that Janus took away, on and on, as opposed to saying, let's solve this problem linearly. Let's solve this problem. Let's get people reassured that we care about their livelihoods and their futures, and we're going to make sure that they get their part of their money back so they can survive. How about that is the first thing. Yes, you're going to get some of your money back so you can survive. We're going to get small business over the bridge. We're going to make sure that the businesses that are truly impacted, not stuff that you're going to order at home, you know, TVs and things like that aren't necessarily going to get impacted. Maybe a little, but not much. But what will get impacted is hospitality. That industry will be impacted. We're going to make sure that you're taken care of. But they didn't do that. Bitter bipartisanship. And then they said that the Republicans put a slush fund in there. Loans to big business, by the way, prohibit executives from increasing their pay or doing stock buybacks. And the Democrats know this, but they put in, oh, they're just going to do it. It's a slush fund. They're going to use that money to buy back their stock, and they're going to give their executives pay. You know how many executives said we will freeze our pay? Some of them said we will give some of our pay back if it helps employees. But the Democrats don't want you to know that. In the bill, it prohibits exactly what I told you. Increases in executive pay and stock buybacks. You must use the money to retain employees. That's what you use it for. So they don't have any real reasons to oppose this bill. They're just partisan. They don't want Trump to be successful. Don't worry. I know there are people out there, Kevin, but it's working. It isn't working. Here's what this absolutely, I'm telling you, unprecedented collective bargaining for unions, increased fuel emissions for the airlines, and wind and solar tax credits. And then, oh, Clyburn spilled the beans. He's the one who said, you know what, if we're going to pass this bill, let's put all this stuff in there that we want to get. Newt Gingrich tweeted this. The lack of shame with which Schumer and Pelosi try to blackmail President Trump, Leader McConnell, and Leader McCarthy is breathtaking. Millions of Americans need help, and these two Democrats are blocking that help to try to force left-wing policies and money for their interest groups. You think they're going to be able to sell this, people? You really believe that they're going to get away with this? It is not going to happen. And just think Andrew Gillum, because that's where they are. They're going to end up butt naked on the floor with a meth head and feces on the sheets and going, oh, I'm going to go to rehab. Democrats going to end up in rehab. Here's the actual thing that what's-his-face Clyburn says. It says, House Democrats are indicating they want to go bigger and broader than this massive economic stimulus package. It says, On Thursday, on a conference call, more than 200 members of the House Democratic Caucus, lawmakers one by one laid out a sweeping list of provisions they want to see included in this package, including a boost in infrastructure spending, an expansion of Social Security benefits, and funding for states to set up an all-mail voting system in the event the pandemic extends into November elections. Here's what Clyburn wrote. This is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. That's what a source on the call said, Clyburn commented. Restructure things to fit our vision. We're going to use the American people and the fact that they are in need in order to drive our vision. You didn't vote for that. You came nowhere close to that. That's what the Democrats want to do. If you, let me just say, you would be remiss as conservatives, as Americans, as people who love this country, if you weren't out talking about this, saying, look, how dare you, Democrats? How dare you? I can flip the script. I can tell you, if Barack Obama had a proposal like this, where he says, we're going to help small business, we're going to help big business, we're going to bail out, this is nobody's fault, and by the way, we're going to make sure China pays for all of this at some point, you know, for releasing this pandemic upon the world. And oh, by the way, if for whatever part of it you believe to be hype, we're going to try to curtail it, make sure it's as small as it can possibly be, and we're going to move on. And if he came up with the common sense measures that we're talking about here, I mean, there might be a little bit of belly aching, a little bit of negotiating on how much and how long and things like that. But I would say, get the money to people. Get people's money back to them so they can feel a sense of comfort. It wouldn't be political. Oh, there's an election coming up. Let's make sure that, you know, we don't want Obama to win. All that aside, I want people feeling good about their prospects, about their livelihood. This is beyond politics, or at least it should.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Where do your rights end and the rights of the government begin, and who gets to make that determination? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. So, 80 million people in multiple states, mostly leftist-run states, but in a few that are run by that have conservative or Republican governors, have decided they're going to quarantine. And that's a big swath of people when you think about it. And they're doing it over nothing. It would be different if you said to me, Kevin, we're quarantining because there is a serious outbreak. And yeah, I mean, and you could convince me that people are dying in droves and the number of people who get it, you know, and the number of people who die from it and the number of people who recover from it, because I went into those numbers earlier. The recovery is small. The number of people who get it and die, that number is big. The number of people who are getting it is growing, you know, geometrically or whatever. I would get it. But you don't see those kinds of numbers. You see pretty much linear growth of this so-called virus, right, this this whole thing, you see linear growth. And I'm gonna go back to these numbers real quick, because just to give you an idea, and this will help you make some sense of it. 222,643. I'm just gonna round them up. 223,000 cases on the 19th. 246,000 cases on the 20th. So just doing quick math, you're talking about 23,000 more cases, or 10% over the 19th to the 20th. 20th to the 21st, it went from 246 to 300,000. Now, the reason why I'm suspect on the 21st, let me just tell you why, is because they said there were 300,000 cases, 13,000 deaths, and 92,000 recoveries. There are no even numbers in this virus. Then the next day, no, I'm sorry, 2 days later, on the 23rd, they said there were 375,000. So between the 21st and the 23rd, it went up by 75,000. So it's rising roughly 37,500 a day, averaged over those 2 days. Still, a percentage, 11-12% over the previous day. We're not talking about geometric. If you're talking about something that has a 14-day gestation period, and you don't know, and people are flying around with it, walking around with it, etc., you would expect minimally, geometric, double the number of cases each few days. You're not seeing it. Oh, Kevin, you don't know that because all these cases are not being done. You're exactly right. Because let me tell you something. If you use the real numbers of the number of people who, let's say they got tested, and on March 23rd, there were 375,000 cases. Let's say, for the sake of discussion, that there weren't 375,000 cases. There were 600,000 cases, because we didn't know. The number of deaths remains the same, and the number of recoveries remains the same. So it speaks to me saying, okay, the death rate would drop precipitously. Instead of being 1.3%, it would be something like 0.8%. The number of people recovering, that number would go down, okay? But that's okay. It would still be bigger than the number of deaths. It's still outpacing death at the same rate. The number of cases going up. Tell me, Kevin, the entirety of America is infected with this disease. Okay, great. Based on that, it's going to be less, because if the more number of people who are infected, and the fewer people who've died, it makes the infection, the death rate go down into less than 1%. And the recovery rate will still be triple whatever the death rate is. Do you get what I'm saying? It isn't, the more people that have it, the better the news. Because what it means is less of them are dying and still more of them are recovering and then dying. That does not make it a pandemic. That's why I keep coming back to. So anyway, they got us locked down, and I'm asking you a very simple question. Are you okay with the government saying you can't go out? How does it make you feel? I'll tell you how it made me feel. I went out. Kevin, you should not go to public places. I'm going to public places. Who are you to tell? Oh, well, you could be a carrier. Or I could not be. If you want to have a real-life emergency, Kevin, there's a gas that was spilled in this area. We're evacuating everybody because we're not sure where the wind's going to blow, and it's a deadly chlorine gas leak. I've seen those evacuations. I'm out of here. Kevin, there's a fire. It's burning, and it's coming down the mountain towards your home. We're trying to get everybody out of here. Yada, yada. I'm out of there. Kevin, there's a hurricane battling towards the Florida coast, and you are in a condo that is not hurricane proof, and et cetera, and it looks like a Category 5, and it's coming around. I'm out of there. But don't come up with, oh my goodness, there's a pandemic, and you can't fly, you can't go out to eat, practice social distancing. You mean practice the stuff that you normally practice when you go anywhere? Which is, I'm going to pretty much keep my distance. Look, you practice social distancing without anybody ever telling you. It's a psychological principle. You don't believe me? Do this experiment. Get up. Just stand up. And talk to somebody and have them talk, you know, just have a conversation, just keep talking and have them move towards you. And if they could monitor your heart rate as they did that, I'm going to make you a guarantee. There comes a point where your heart rate changes. And that's your circle. That means that somebody has finally penetrated inside of your circle to get to a point where you go, whoa, wait, what's up? That's your social distancing. That's where you're comfortable. Some people, that circle is within a foot. These are pretty unusual people that let you get right up on them to talk like that. For that to happen, there's generally some kind of a connection. You're kinfolk or you're in love. When somebody can get inside of that circle, it's like, wow, we're cool. I know friends that stay within, you know, they got that circle and they still stay within arm's length of each other and they're cool. You know what I mean? They're like friend. Go, if I don't know you, I want you 4 feet away. I social distance. You want to know what happens? If you're my buddy, if you're my girl and you're sick, I will social distance you in a minute. Get sick in your house. Your wife or your husband will go, hey, you stay over there. They social, you know how to do it. The government doesn't have to tell you this. When you go out, unless you're in a mob, it's Mardi Gras or something like that, you're pretty, and even then, you're still staying away from people. People come face to you, you turn away. You don't turn towards their face, you turn away. You do it automatically, is my point. But they want you to think it's something new. Back to, what you feel about it. There were people in New Hampshire who filed a lawsuit against Governor Sununu. I met Governor Sununu. He's a nice guy. But they said banning these gatherings of 50 people or more to prevent the spread of the Chinese Wuhan is a violation of their First Amendment rights. Now, I like Governor Sununu. He's a Republican. He's a good guy. But I'll tell you, it bugs me that they're, this is going on. It bugs me that they, hey, you can't have that backyard barbecue of 50 people. You can't have that wedding. You can't have that funeral. You can't have that gathering of whatever it may have been. We had to cancel our event. I don't know how much money it cost us, but it cost us money to cancel an event. Yeah, we're going to get part of the money back from, we'll get the money back from the hotel. We, had to change flights and we got a couple things that are looming out there and what have you. And it's, I'm not going to tell you it's a fortune, but it's a small amount of enough. It's enough money for me to bring it up. I'll put it that way. And all because of what? Because of a hype. Because of a lie. And you look at the tweets of the Democrats, guys like Adam Schiff and others, and they still talk about, oh, the president calling this thing the Chinese, blah, 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 this and the other. Really? That's your big beef? Funny, coming from the guy who said he had proof that that Donald Trump had colluded with the Russians. He had proof, definitive proof. He would give it to us. Still yet to give it to us. Coming from the people who impeached a man who dared fight back over the nonsense of them saying he was coercing Ukraine. Why would I want them in charge of me to tell me what I can do, can't do, who I should meet with, under what circumstances? Why would I let that government be in charge of what I do? This is the type of tyranny that we fight against. Give me a good reason to quarantine. I'm happy to do it. But it has to be a good reason.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.